You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Watch out, young love.
That is, of course, Space Waltz with Out on the Street. Brent Eccles, kia ora, and welcome to the studio. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Nice to be here.
It's very nice to have you here, and very exciting to be talking about Space Waltz playing at the Others Way Festival.
Yes, I think the timing was right. We've been recording Made a New Album, and we got the phone call, and it just felt like the right thing to do, Mercury Theatre, and yeah, be a good play for us.
I think that that's going to be quite a triumphant return. I've seen a lot of very excited people, both in real life and online, stoked about the whole festival, but particularly about Space Waltz playing it. We were having a bit of a chat about that track off air. You said you wrote it, recorded it in the morning, made the video in the afternoon.
Correct.
Sounds like a quick turnaround. How was that?
Well, it was for the TV show New Faces on TV1, when there was only one channel, I think, one TV channel, 7 o'clock at night. And we were chosen to be a part of that program, and we flew to Wellington. We recorded it in the morning and shot the video in the afternoon, and that was history.
That's amazing. And when was that, in 70 something?
70, I'm saying 74.
Sounds about right. Yeah. It was quite a radical band for New Zealand at the time. How did it feel to be making that kind of music, having that sort of glam rock performance in conservative old New Zealand? How was the response at the time?
Well, shock and horror. But, it's a really good question. And we had been working on, we were a band called Stuart and the Belmonts playing the pub circuit, the Lion Breweries pub circuit, particularly in the Carl Rowe Hotel. We had been working on writing songs, and Alistair was a pretty confronting kind of guy, tall and good looking, And he had this thing in him where he just could do that glam thing.
Yep.
So we pushed it, and you know, that particular day we all went out on a limb, right out as far as we could, and bang, there it was. And you know, some people were shocked and horrified, some people loved it. I mean, the generation of kids in the country went, wow, yes, we'll have that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like a big change. All of a sudden we went from nothing to, you know, right up there.
And did you all decide before you did that performance, did you all decide that was what you were going to do, or was it just a bit of a kind of like atmosphere that you sort of leant into?
Well, that atmosphere came from the UK, really. Mm. That whole glam thing, and probably Bowie and Motta Hoople and people like that. So we followed that quite closely, and I guess we just channeled that.
And, you know, this is such a millennial question to ask you, but, you know, you didn't have the internet, you didn't have the immediate access to music and music media that we do have now.
Yeah.
How were you accessing that glam? You know, visual stuff was such a big part of that movement, as well as the sound. Was it through music magazines? Was it through radio play? How was that coming into your orbit?
Magazines and vinyl, and people bringing vinyl into the country from overseas. And, you know, Genesis, Sparks, Motta Hoople, I mentioned, Ian Hunter, people like that, Bowie and that whole ilk. We were right into that whole kind of thing. How we communicated with each other, I have no idea. Maybe we just spoke to each other face to face. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, even to think about it, you know, the old phone is like.
I do have a memory of one at my grandparents' house when I was little, and that's about it for that kind of tech. But it was quite an amazing thing for New Zealand to have this, our own version of it. Mm. People who got on that, they're still on that. You know, we've been getting messages since the announcement from people who've been, you know, reminiscing over what Space Waltz meant to them, because this kind of music really allowed people to be themselves in a way that maybe they hadn't seen before, and people like Bowie were perhaps the only other person that they'd seen doing that.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of response from audiences, from listeners about that side of things, like the performative side, the glamorous side of it?
I think they appreciated the lead, and we broke down a whole lot of stereotypes, I think, probably unwittingly. We looked upon it as more theatrical than anything else, but I think that the generation really came along with us, and that they rebelled against their parents by doing it. That's still going on, of course, but you know, and things changed, and that single was as viral as it could be once it was released as a single. One national, I think the national broadcaster ZM at the time started playing it at night time. Barry Jenkins and Dr. Rock started playing it, and just slowly crept into right across the board and went to number one.
That's amazing.
We were just stunned, you know. But, you know, we came fourth or fifth in the competition, which is a pretty good thing. We shouldn't really have won it. But then we started doing theatre tours. And, you know, in actual fact, Space Waltz probably only played maybe 20 shows.
Yeah.
But we gave our all every time.
Sometimes it's about quality over quantity. It's the sort of Sex Pistols thing of everyone wants to be at that one gig. They all kind of hit it off because it had a bigger, you know, wave than that actual moment itself. It sort of sparked a lot of other things. I'm kind of interested in what it's like to be making Space Waltz music now, because as you say, you have been writing and recording new stuff. How does that sound and feel for you as a band?
Okay, well, so about 3 or 4 years ago, Eddie Rayner and Alistair called everyone and said, hey, Alistair's got all these songs, we want to record. So we went into a studio, recorded them, and I had forgotten about it. I'd forgotten about it, and because I have another career in music and as a promoter. But so there I'm at home, and I get an email from Eddie. So here's some rough mixes, and I go, oh no, this is just this is too good.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to do this. It's the last thing I want to do. You know? But anyway, so I have a drum kit set up in Leafy Mount Eden, and you know, I play along with the songs, and we got together on the few days ago, had a photo shoot, and the magic's still there amongst us.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's great. So. We're really excited about it. It's going to be a ball terror, I reckon.
The Mercury Theatre is a really nice venue as well to be playing. It feels like the right venue for Space Waltz.
Yes.
It's such a gorgeous one that I think we're really lucky to have in that Others Way circuit of places on the night. You sort of run from one bar into sort of the square, and then suddenly you're in this gorgeous theatre space. It's a really special evening where you do get a little bit of everything. As you say, Brent, you've got a whole other career now in music. Are there any people on that lineup that you're also particularly excited to see? Up and comers or old friends? Anything that's been sort of sticking out to you?
Look, to be honest, really honest, a lot of those artists I don't even know. But Fur Patrol, yes, I want to see them.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
But interesting what you say about the Mercury, because I think that was the sealer for us, because it has a certain je ne sais quoi, you know, it has that sort of thing about it, and for
it's
us...
Dignified.
Yeah, for us, it's gentlemanly maybe. I don't know what it is. That's probably the wrong word, but it has a certain thing about it, a certain style, I suppose, that suits us.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But I think actually what you say about not necessarily knowing the bands on the lineup, that is one of the joys of The Others Way. Yeah. You'll find a whole bunch of new bands that you didn't even know existed from all parts of the country, and fingers crossed from Aussie as well. Mm. So it's going to be a pretty great evening. What's the future plan for Spacewatts? You've got this new music on the way. You're going to be maybe getting back out on the road. What's kind of it looking like down the track?
I would say the album's not far away. We've got to work out how we're going to release that and all the artwork, and I'd say that's probably months away really from release, but we will play some shows.
Awesome.
But one step at a time.
One step at a time, yeah. We'll first get, step, you know, the Mercury Theatre. Yeah. It's a pretty good step.
But we are thrilled to be on The Others Way. We are really thrilled. It's a privilege for us to be on that festival.
Yeah, it's a real gem in the calendar. Mm. Mm. You have given us, in fact, an early mix of one of your new songs, Boundary Lines. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this, Brent?
Well, I didn't write it, but it's got a great groove, and it kind of, I guess it shows you where we are now. Alice's vocal is superb. Eddie Rayner, one of the best keyboard players in the world, obviously Split Enz ilk. And it just grooves, and it just shows you the sort of style that we're in these days, and I think you'll like it.
Excellent. Well, we're going to have a listen to it right now, and if people want to head along and see Spacewaltz in all their glory, then the 17th of September is the date to stick in your calendar. Jump on Under the Radar to grab a ticket to the Others Away Festival, or you can pop into Flying Out and buy one physically, and also have a chat to people in the shop. It's very nice. Every time I go in there, everyone's sort of buzzing about it, so it's going to be a very special evening.
Well, on behalf of all of us, we hope you come along, and thanks for having me today.
Oh, thanks so much, Brent.
This morning, bright and early.
Searching all around, when
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.